Hot and humid. That's the way the art fairs began, and that's the way it remains today. In fact, for a third consecutive day of the fairs, there is an excessive heat advisory in effect, temperatures settling in the mid-90s, and humidity making it feel as though it's in excess of 100 degrees. It's certainly not unheard of for such conditions to set off some out-of-character and even unruly behavior. The art fairs are being patrolled by Ann Arbor Police and Guardian Security. Guardian Officer Brian Davis says they are fully prepared to deal with any situation that might arise, but so far there has been nothing serious to worry about.
Basically, kids skateboarding where they shouldn't be, people being lost, and heat is obviously a factor.
But the heat is not as big a factor as you might think, given the conditions over the past 3 days. Brad Uren is an emergency doctor at the University of Michigan Medical Center. He says so far there have only been a few cases of heat-related illness.
The number has actually been quite low, and I think that's a testament to people being ready for the weather. There's been a lot of media attention, a lot of public information about being prepared for the weather, and I think that's really reflected in the numbers that we've seen. So far, as of today, we have seen a total of about 5 people with heat-related injuries coming in from Art Fair, and all of them have fortunately been quite mild.
Beyond the heat, Dr. Uren says he has only treated one fairgoer who suffered minor injuries from a slip-and-fall accident. With so few succumbing to heat-related illness, it indicates fairgoers are doing a good job of hydrating and finding some respite in the cool air of local businesses. Roger Hewitt is co-owner of the Red Hawk Bar and Grill. He says they have a beautiful outdoor setup for any customer who wishes to dine or drink. How do you think that's going this week?
Well, not so good. We have a very nice seating area outside, but it's a little too hot for most people to sit out here, so that's not so great.
Hewitt says people are flocking to the indoor portion of the restaurant, and as usual, he expects this will be his biggest business week of the year. David Widmeyer is publicity manager for Bill's Beer Garden. You'll find his location in the Guild's Ann Arbor Summer Art Fair. While there are shaded areas of the garden, it's an outdoor venue. And Widmeyer says he definitely sees the heat making a difference.
I'll be honest, it's been slow during the day. We'd love for some people to come earlier around lunchtime or just after lunchtime. But as it's been getting towards the evening, it's been great, great business, and a lot of people coming by to check it out. Hopefully some new faces who we can expect to come back year after year.
The fairs close at 10 tonight and will be open tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., at which point the 2013 edition of the Ann Arbor Art Fairs come to an official close. David Fair, WEMU News.